All right, let's wrap crunch time. The question of the day, week, month, year, decade, century. We'll shake our head. We'll palm our face. It's called, what are you doing? We say we let Nick lead off.
To Don Cherry, I ask.
What are you doing?
Don Cherry is a TV personality on Hockey Night in Canada. He's pretty much John Madden of the NHL, but with louder suits and more hot takes. I'm not sure if Canada is filled with as many old-timey hockey curmudgeons like America is filled with old-timey baseball curmudgeons, but if they do, then Don Cherry is now a maverick in this field, as Mr. Cherry took a run at the Carolina Hurricanes for having too much fun celebrating their victories. Hurricanes have started this thing where they go to the center circle, do the big clapping skull celebration that the Iceland soccer team did at the World Cup, and most of the teams after the game, they go to the center circle, they're humble hockey players, they raise their sticks, they do a little spin for the fans, and then they go spout off cliches to the media. The Hurricanes have added a new twist to this. After the clapping, the team will play a quick game of Duck Duck Goose. They'll do a dance-off, some sort of Hammer of Thor celebration where the entire team gets knocked down. There's bowling. They recreated the Jose Bautista bat toss on ice. Just incredible stuff. Nothing of this is good, wholesome fun, and Don Cherry is ruining it by saying, quote, they're a bunch of jerks to me. They better not do this into the playoffs. I know I'm not the only one thinking of this. It's just time for this to end. It's time to let fun be fun. It's time to not let some 85-year-old man try and stop this fun. The Hurricanes aren't the jerks here, Don. You are. Good on the Hurricanes for leaning into this and making shirts that say bunch of jerks on them. They sold out in 8 minutes. I can't wait to get my hands on one as I ask.
What are you doing?
I give my love Don Cherry that had no fun. All right, to the news outlets playing the 2000 men's Olympic team, put a bounty a little much as I ask.
What are you doing?
So, by the way, it showed up on All-Star Weekend, the ultimate downtime. Kevin Garnett said there was $1 million bounty on Yao Ming of China. To go all galooly and kneecap him? No. To go Greg Williams of the Saints putting out bounties for hurting players? No. Well, what? $1 million to dunk on Yao Ming? My question is, they weren't going to try to do that anyway? Isn't that what you see in the Olympics or All-Star games? It's showtime. With the outcome of the games not mattering or rarely in doubt, what else is there to do? And for the record, nobody did it because he's 11 feet 20. So it was not quite attempted assault, but dunking with the intent of scoring, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Alliance of American Football, I ask.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm really trying to help out the AAF on this show. I'm trying to buy into the league as a developmental league to hear all the stories of guys that went from grocery store clerk, training like Rocky in the background, deadlifting pallets of cereal boxes, working on his shoulders with some sort of melon lifting workout, walking 50 miles uphill in the snow both ways to get a tryout with the Salt Lake Stallions. Then that person crushing it in the AAF to get a tryout in the NFL. These are the heartwarming stories my insides desire. I need them. And the AAF is trying really hard to take that away by not paying their players after just 1 week. The AAF needed $250 million because they didn't pay their players after 1 week, which, of course, they're putting on as a spin by saying they had switched accounting firms or something, and it'll all get fixed by this week. You know, oof, if there's one thing that any football league needs to have, it's money to pay the players. And it's not like these guys are out there making millions and millions of dollars. They're all on the same contract, making the same amount of money. It is a fixed clause that you should have known about to get paid out, and you messed it up. I'm rooting for you, Alliance. If this NFL D League is going to take off, you can't go full XFL after 1 week, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Give him a month. To the Ball family, not named Lonzo, I ask.
What are you doing?
What is with this family? You got one superstar. You got the Scully to UCLA, played some terrific ball, second overall pick in the draft to the Lakers. Dad, of course, thinks he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one, or that he can dictate where his elder son plays later in his career. He's deluded himself into thinking he's got a say and threatened to speak into existence Lonzo's next destination. So over the weekend, LaMelo, the son we will now refer to as Fredo, is playing for a team known as Spire. They're playing Springdale Prep in Maryland. And a brouhaha, a brawl, a fight broke out.
A ruckus?
Over a game like this. What is wrong with people? I'm not putting it on him. Or the certain people just always seem to be found in a story they'd be better off avoiding. Like the balls, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Can you describe the ruckus? To Anthony Davis, I ask.
What are you doing?
There's the new way to that athletes say goodbye to their former city is on Instagram. Maybe there's a video someone edited together for them. It gets captioned with something along the lines of, "Goodbye, New Orleans. You helped me grow, and I've had some of the best time of my career so far in this city. You were the best fans in the NBA night in and night out. I'll never forget it. Hashtag thank you, N.O. And when you can't get a video guy, you kind of get the annoying screenshot of the Notes app on their phone saying the exact same thing. Well, New Orleans, don't hold your breath, because you're going to get a heartwarming post of AD saying goodbye to your city, because while he was talking about his future during the All-Star break, AD said, quote, "When the time comes, I am going to definitely have a heartwarming message for them and put it on Instagram like everybody else does." That's it? That's all you've got? You've been dragging on this trade saga for months about wanting to get out of New Orleans to go somewhere else and win, and all you've got for your city is a post on IG? I mean, I get you don't really owe anything to New Orleans, but you should probably have something more than just an IG video post with the caption I have already given you, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Lastly, Antonio Brown, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, I like flamboyant, those willing to take a stand. I love the TD celebrations, but if I'm a friend or family member, I'm calling and saying, dude, you okay? You seem like a whack job. This guy has now changed not only the color of his mustache, but his name. Time to call him Mr. Big Chest? Really? He posts a video of him working out on an elliptical. The guy seems barely lucid. Reminded me of the time T.O. was holding out for a contract he never got from the Eagles, doing belly busters in his South Jersey driveway. You look like a lunatic. And his comment, "No more unguaranteed money." I don't understand what's going through his head. And you want him on your team? Good luck with all that, as we ask.
What are you doing?